Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You really have to pinch yourself, don't you? Just imagine. What if I told you you'd have an opportunity to have a hot microphone and at high noon today you'd be leading into the Ohio State and the Indiana Hoosiers, who are the hottest, one of the hottest, if not the hottest football team in college football. What if I told you that the Maryland Terrapins were going to load up today on Senior Day, which there's nothing like it. Max, I know you're a man of great dignity. Senior Day on any level whatsoever is... It's emotional, it's meaningful, it's all good. It's not negative, it's a positive. There's so much meaningful football going on, the high school levels. I know a lot of the Hatfield deal has been, it's been real. I mean, it's real, but there's a lot of high school action going on. Love that from every level. But I'll start off, my brother. How you doing, man? Are you winning more than you're losing?
No, we're losing a lot. We're on a cold streak. I'm going to be honest here.
Oh no, Max.
It hasn't been great, but we're in the process of turning it around. So that's what matters. We look forward, not behind. That's right.
Well, you know, it's I admire it because it takes a ton of courage.
Courage or stupidity, either or.
Well, no, it's not stupidity because you're a baller. I mean, it's like putting yourself on the line. You could sit on the sidelines and do nothing. What does that make you?
It's true.
You put nothing up, you get nothing.
The definition of insanity.
At least you're taking a shot.
Yeah, it's true. But the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So
I understand that. I understand that. I understand that the thrill, you know, just listening, you know, as in our lead in, and it is the thrill, it's the idea we all believe what we can, and as long as it's legal, go for it. Anything that promotes the interest of the sport, but be careful, because you're right. And I love those taglines about addiction. People take it for granted, but they're serious. They're serious, man, and it's hard to get it, but I go for it. The games, man, today is just amazing. Not only probably heard more negative spin on Gobble Gobble Day than I've ever heard. I guess it happens. I mean, people, old-time traditions, just more negative work vibe, man, on the bird. I don't like the bird. I don't like her. Really? Then you haven't had it prepared properly.
That's right.
That's all I can say.
That's right. I know that's right.
Then you just haven't had it prepared. And there's all kind of ways of doing it. I mean, there's no one way. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But I'm just saying, man, I heard a lot of negativity towards the gobble gobble thing. But hey, we're evolving, man. That's what we do. We go. I'm just so pumped up that not only are the Dallas Cowboys in town, their fans live here, so they don't have to travel. They're here. And like roaches, they will be out in large form, and that's what I look forward to every year, no matter what the record. You know, they say this all the time. Throw out the records. This is one now you got to put up. Because usually we're on the bottom end of this thing talking about throw out the records. Now it's reversed for a minute. Throw out the records. Believe me, they want nothing more than to come in here and pop this balloon of joy. Because we've had some joy going on around here. This has been like a sewage camp for years. And all of a sudden now it's fresh air. Who, do you know what kind of feather in their cap this would be? And I hope, and I'm sure, DQ, I mean, come on. They got it down. They'll be prepared. But this is the one I'm concerned about more than anyone this entire year. I wasn't concerned about Philly.
Really?
No, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't concerned about Baltimore. Because I know if you don't go, you play the Ravens and the Steelers, and you come in there light, you get decapitated. Our guys competed. We may have fell apart at the end, but we competed. We didn't play as smart as we could have. We didn't do everything we were capable of, but we competed. The key is, do we compete? Yeah, we competed. Now, if we play smarter and take the things the teams give us, we'd be all right. But this game, don't forget, we were a Hail Mary away from losing to the Bears, yeah. And they're absolute garbage.
It's true. It's true. The defense is good.
Okay, so let's keep it real. I mean, let's take the pom-poms off for 1 second, mm-hmm. And let's realistically look at this thing. If you want to be a playoff team, then you got to be realistic with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Fans be fans. I don't tell fans what to do. Fans, do you. But people in here that are adults, that actually are parents, I expect you to understand that this is dangerous. I know we like the kid and the Cowboys is Cowboys that they can beat you because they have a game wrecker over there. And what's the deadliest component in the NFL is what? Pressure. What does everybody want and very few people have? A guy you can't block. Now, fortunately for us, we've dealt with that the past several weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a werewolf on the other side, and it hasn't killed us.
Well, Jalen Carter.
It's been rough, but it hadn't killed us. Well, this dude that they have, he can do that. Now, I believe we'll be healthier than we've been in the past. And you know what? It's not an excuse. You have to play hurt in the NFL to win championships. The 72 Dolphins didn't lose a game, and they were, but they lost their quarterback for half the season. I don't want to hear nothing about injuries. Not with me. Save that for the guy coming up after me. I don't want to hear nothing about we got a cornerback. He hadn't played yet. He'll play when he's ready to play. And the moment you get him, he'll be better than anybody you've had. And if you don't get him until next year, be glad you got him at all. These are rare gems. Not everybody has one. So whoever you are, and I'm not talking to the masses, I'm talking to the few numbskulls that have a big mouth that run around talking, well, he ain't played yet. He's got a hamstring, you nitwit. Would you prefer he go out and tear it off the bone and then be done for the whole year? Trust DQ. Trust the brain crust. I understand. You got post-traumatic syndrome. I get it. You can trust these people. When their medical staff is not going to have the FBI coming and be taken out in handcuffs. All right? I understand our fan base is traumatized. How could you not be? This is different. Everybody watching, is he going to play this week? Is he going to play? He'll play when they say he's ready. Just be glad that whenever he plays, he's going to play for you. And in the meantime, have you seen that young man from the University of Michigan? Standing still. Have you peeped him out, Max?
Of course, dude. I've been watching him.
He's pit bull.
Dumb.
Instead of being excited about what you have, and I'm not talking to all of you, I'm focusing in on the few knuckleheads that have tried to bring that negative clout into the arena. We got enough. And you just go down there and pack that up. It's going to be great. But just, I don't want you to overlook what Dallas still has. Wounded dog, man, that's a dangerous animal. Remember, they've beaten us before with backups. We've beaten them with backups, remember? How can we applaud, oh, Colt McCoy, he's a hero. Well, you know what? They've had heroes too. They've beaten us with backups. We've beaten them. So let's just go in there. I suggest that we keep a real tight attitude and that we just come in there like dogs. And I'd like to say that, I don't know, 50? Is that asking too much? Max, is that too much?
Did you just call for a 50 burger?
Yeah, I'm asking you for advice. Is that too much?
I don't know. I don't think that's too much. I think I would love to see that, but...
All right. Well, that's what I'm calling for. Offensively, I think we realize that we've dropped a few. We've missed a few. So I'm throwing out 50. That would be my request, to come out here, man, blazing. And let's get after it. I mean, let's get after it. We've placed kickers. Who replaces a place kicker and not miss a kick? Who does that? Nobody. Who does that? And yet we're worried about who's not going to play. Man, that just, nothing burns me up more than that. Senior day. Today, we're going to get a chance to hear. I was lucky enough and fortunate that I have some guys that I went to battle with back in the Stone Ages. Leather helmets. The whole nine yards. And if you were lucky enough to be a part of this rivalry, once upon a time, it was really, really, really a rivalry. You guys rode my boy Rooster pretty hard this week, and I thought Chris had some great points. It's not what it was in terms of rivalry. He's absolutely right. You earn the right to have that. But we don't need to be going to the Super Bowl to want to beat them. I think the feeling may be mutual. What you have to understand about Dallas is that everybody hates them. You earn the right to be hated. Nobody hates you because you ain't been worth a damn. Who's going to be worried about hating somebody in last place? Get over yourself. Now that you are showing that you're capable of being a legitimate NFL franchise, you have the country's attention, don't you? Can you cut on a show right now, anywhere on the planet Earth, and not hear them talking about the Commanders? Can you? It's impossible not to hear Washington, burgundy and gold being mentioned. We're back into primetime consciousness. You were zero. Now you're back in the game. So why on earth would you consider yourself a rival in a rivalry game? You ain't no damn rivalry game. You got to earn the right to do that. Start by winning the game, and you've won some in the past. No, remember, I know that. You have. But you of consequence, I don't think so. This is it. And I feel really good about it. Really good about it. Because this version of burgundy and gold football has pit bull blood cells. They fight. We're not worried about that level of intensity. We're intense. And them boys at Fab Five, you know who the Fab Five is, right, Max?
I know of eight O-line. Fab Five.
O-line. Healthier than they deserve to be. It's an offensive line. You don't really deserve to be healthy. But they're healthy as they're going to be. And that's all I was concerned about, especially that animal that hikes the ball. That savage. Man, I can't wait. Badass is back. He says he's. I wouldn't even waste my breath asking him how he feels. He's never going to tell you anyway. Boy, reminds me of Russ Grimm. Russ Grimm was just, I mean, gritty, nasty. I had a chance to talk up because it was some version for some of you, us, for those of us that it matters, that it is. And remember what Dallas Week was all about. Charles Mann, World Grant, Bosco, these brothers are just Mosley, Nelmsey, and the prize bull, Dexter Manley. You know, when you're from Texas, you grow up around that. Can you imagine the impact of being around the Dallas Cowboy brand? So these dudes, man, it cuts them. They have a real sensitivity to it. It matters. I mean, it's no BS. It matters a whole lot. So we're going to take a break and we come back. Max, I'm going to let you pick from what who you'd like to hear from first.
Okay.
As we do that. Because, yeah, I mean, you young fella, it's going to mean it's different vibes as we go. And I want to let G from the shop wake up. It's rough. When I do these 9 o'clock gigs, usually my, you know what I mean.
He's sleeping it off.
Oh, I know it. AWOD. So usually AWOD usually does that first leg in the relay. He kicks it off. But he's such a celebrity. So, you know, he's probably like Rooster coming off a binge, doing a personal appearance. He was probably down there doing a TED talk himself. So we had to switch gears up. Plus, top of the hour today, I mean, the whole world is going to be on college football. So I got the short straw or the long straw, either way you want to take it. So we'll go to break. We'll come back. Max will prove, he will choose, rather, which one of the legends that he wants to get a reflection on Dallas Week. And then we'll kick this bad boy off. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You are free to tap in. And the theme, as always, winning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One man who knows a lot about winning, and he's the guy that has won more games than anybody I know personally in Burgundy and Gold, because he's been through more than anybody in Burgundy and Gold. And it's the leader of the offensive line, and that is Jeff Bostic. Hey, stud.
What's
How are
up,
you?
Doc? We're great.
You know, Essek, you never get closer to a dude when you're lockered next to him. You know what I mean? When you got your locker mate.
Oh, yeah.
A man that, you know, that you flesh to flesh, you know, you bumped into him, you rubbed against him, you know, you've graced him. You have been way closer than men like to admit.
Well, and let me say this, Doc. How out of date would Redskin Park be today?
Dude, it would be, if we did a remake of that, high school kids would laugh.
Yeah.
No, seriously. My boys over James Madison High School. And they're undefeated. And they're on a roll over there. And I guarantee you, their locker rooms, they would laugh. But we love them things, man. Remember how we thought, that was state of the art
but it was 1971 state of the art.
Well, that was home for a long time.
Yeah, with Mosley right across, Dexter. You know, every locker room, as you know, Essex, as an athlete, is a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we used our as the streets and sides and corners, you know. And our deal, because the payphone, you either buy the Coke machine or you buy the payphone, pluses and minuses. You don't think you want to be by the door, but by the door is by fresh air. Right, Bosco?
And you remember what Mosley had on the door to the top of his locker, right?
Mirrors.
Thank you. There
mirrors.
You go.
He had more. He had a cosmetic stand. He was way ahead of the mall. Mosley had more cosmetics and things for man, and we would have so much fun with that. And that locker room, and Dave Butts, God rest his soul, when I saw the captain's hats and they were doing the thing out in Golden State, I thought about Buttsy. And the unique part about it is his variance of personalities. You got Theismann at the end of the row, you know, the Brooks Brothers suit deal, and then you got all of, and then the prize bull is right across from us. So we had the best, don't you agree, we had the best row in the entire locker room?
Yeah, we had a very lively and a very spread out set of personalities.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Dexter was like Linnell on steroids. Yeah, you can't imagine. You can't imagine how much fun it was. This year's team, Bosco, let me go back to the O-line because I think when I see them, I think of you. I think of Zimmy. I really do think of that original line with Maydawg. And I can't help
Fred
but
Dean,
think. Yeah,
Fred
I start
Dean,
with
George
Mean
Stark.
Dean. The first group. These boys are scrappy and violent. I mean, I love these dudes. And I just wonder, when you see them, what do you see?
Well, you know, offensive line's not typically a glory position, but
no.
The Hoggetts kind of made us a single thing in the entire history of the NFL. I mean, I don't think any other offensive line has gotten as much press and as much –
No.
You're getting grown men to dress up in hog outfits.
No. Offense had a little bit of a run, but you're right. I don't know any other group kind of like that ever been discussed as a unit. No.
Well, I got one question for you. I mean, obviously, Russ Grimm had a great career. He went to 4 Pro Bowls, won 3 Super Bowl championships, and then he coached for probably 15 more years.
Yeah.
With Pittsburgh. Why is Joe Jacoby not in the Hall of Fame?
Well,
he won 3 Super Bowl championships.
Mm-hmm.
He went to 4 or 5 Pro Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did we win with? Mirrors and glass?
Well, how about this? How about he had mortal combat with the greatest linebacker of all time, and the greatest linebacker of all time asked the same question you asked. So if your number one competitor is confused and has voted for you and endorsed you, Larry Michael did a great piece. And one of the few guys smart enough to go and go, well, why don't we ask LT? And
well, here you go. I'm going to give you an LT question. He went to the University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
As a freshman, what position did he play?
I don't think I played it. I covered his game as a freshman. He was.
I'll save
linebacker?
You a headache, Doc. He was a nose guard.
Oh, he was no. I did not see him as a freshman. He played. LT was a nose guard?
He was a nose guard as a freshman, yes.
Wow. Well, you knew he was tough as nails. He didn't mind getting his nails dirty. Not at all.
Well, he found his position when he went to the Giants. They moved him over at North Carolina the next couple of years. I don't know that there will ever be an outside linebacker like him.
No, not play away. I've never seen anybody that – I thought he was better play away. You could not cut him off. I mean, the dude did not want to be cut off. And how lucky was he to land with Tuna and the GOAT? So he had – and you know coaching matters. You know, and you had great offensive line coaches – but you know when you didn't. You know it matters. And so when you look at this matchup upcoming, what do you like about the Commanders?
Well, they're trying to make their own era, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't have the ability to keep guys around with – we didn't have free agency.
Right.
And you could really – and let me say this. People don't realize what a great general manager Bobby Beathard was. He had an uncanny
– well, he's a gold jacket.
Eye for talent.
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing.
Yep.
Over against those Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm concerned – I don't pay any attention to their record, and I know how big a win it would be for them. It would get all that heat off their coaches and owner, and it would satisfy their fan base thirst, and it cannot happen. What is the key to victory for the Commanders?
I think there are typically two or three things that always tell you who's going to win the game. Time of possession,
mm-hmm.
Sacks allowed, sacks that you have gotten. Can you pressure the other quarterback and protect your own?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple analogy to how do we get to a victory? I mean, we used to own the time of possession clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the way you stated that in terms of not just turnovers. Sacks are they're personal. When you see your quarterback on the ground, to me that has a bigger impact than an interception. It has a bigger impact than even forcing a fumble. There's something about the visual that we got to your quarterback and laid hands on him. And I think
I'm going to tell you something. When Lawrence Taylor broke Joe Theismann's ankle,
yeah,
both sides of the ball were in shock.
Yeah.
It was an ugly injury.
Yeah. Yeah, you wonder, it doesn't escape it. You just don't forget about that. It's in any and every injury. When Joe got hit, we were in Frisco, and they ran a game on the outside, I know, with me and Jake, and you look, you know, there's nothing that hurts you more than when you see your guy gets hit and he loses a tooth. Or they lose things. And you look, hey, man, it happens. But you could also be in a game and you could have your center tell the nose tackle that you're coming to hit him and then have the nose tackle slant towards you and your neck never adjusts to being normal again the rest of your life. That could happen too.
People don't realize the size, the speed, and the violence of the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, it's And I want to confirm this, and then we'll let you get back to pickleball. But when I tell people the story, which I go of all the things that happened, and everybody had different career, different side, different teams. But the most amazing thing that I've ever experienced as a professional athlete is seeing the changing of the guard. That guy that wore the hat and the expensive suits in Dallas, who was an iconic figure. And to see this dude, the no Danny no, and his emotional decline. And that guy Randy White, that played defensive tackle for them, who has a nickname Manster for a reason. Boy, was bad. Well, nobody single blocking this boy until that young lad out of Pittsburgh put an end to that. And I'm telling you something now. And Jeff will atone to this. When Joe Gibbs, remember all the guys, we had signals, people, Don Broder signaling, all them little signal things he used to do before technology. Calling that play, and it would come in, and 50 gut. And Theismann didn't buck it. You know he could have bucked it. He could have high-sided. He could have used his clout. He didn't buck it. Gibbs called a play.
I think he knew what would happen if he did not call the play Coach Gibbs called.
He did?
Joe had a very calm demeanor, but when he got angry, he really got angry.
He got angry. And Joe did it. That, to me, is one of those stories. Of all the stories you have, that, to me, is number one. To have been in that huddle when he calls that play split right tight, gets out 70 chip, and a voice said, "Hey, Joe, 50 gut." And Theismann said, "Spit right tight, zoom, 50 gut, on sound."
Yeah.
Boom. Again, seven times, right?
We ran it and told him the last three or four.
Yeah, just straight seven. He called the plays in. No timeout was called. That's the thing I love about Joe. Gibbs didn't panic.
Well, you know, it's kind of Bugle. It's Joe Bugle's problem, because we were in that meeting on Friday, and he says, "We need to play this game with athletic arrogance."
Yeah, that's when athletic arrogance came out. Yeah, that was it. That was good. Hey, brother, you are, as you know, you're priceless, and you've got a copyright on it. So until you sell it, we got to keep coming back to you every time we need a nugget. And none but love for you. Appreciate you. Will you be in town for this one?
No. We're in Gainesville, Georgia. Now.
Okay.
We've been here for probably 10 or 12 years, Doc. But we'll get back up there again soon.
All right. Well, enjoy it. And, hey, man, look like the old Clemson is not dead yet. So Tiger's still showing some life. I know that makes you feel good.
Yep. I love my Tigers.
And you should, man. Your coach is he's hanging in there, and I appreciate that. Thanks, Jeff. That's Jeff Bostic.
Take care, Doc.
As Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best.
Shout out to Old Bosco. Shades of the Past. Hogs for Life. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. AWOD, I don't know what if AWOD was doing a text, they were doing a TED Talk, if he was out playing pickleball. Who knows, for those of you, but I guarantee you, as soon as the holidays are over, those of you that pop in, that's my dude, lead off on the leg of the 4x4 that we do usually in non-football season. So your boy DOC popping in right now, trying to keep hope alive. New Jersey is our first stop. Mitchell, welcome to overtime.
Good morning, Doc. How we doing?
Mitchell, it's hard for me to do better than I am right now, man. Anticipating this bloodbath on Sunday.
Oh, it's not going to be close. You're right. Better be lucky than good. But I say we got the much better quarterback. I don't know what Dallas is doing, starting Mr. Cooper Rush instead of see what Trey Lance is about. You know, give him a shot. The season's over on Thursday. I guess I'll just be eating turkey because there'd be no reason to put that game on. Giants and Cowboys, it's who's in the tank. I can name three other teams. This next season's crop of quarterbacks is going to be very similar to this year's. Like, nobody really heard Jaden Daniels except for me because he was a Pac-12 guy, Arizona State. And not how Edwards screwed up that team. But anyway, Cam Ward, of course, you know, Stanley's going to be the top pick. And it looks like the Raiders in Cleveland, and I believe Giants. They are definitely tanking. It's looking ugly. I don't think I've ever seen such poor competition this year. We have a lot of good teams, and we have a lot of bad teams. Finally, Washington's not part of the list, though. You got to thank God.
Yeah, I'm not worried about anything but Washington and Dallas, period.
Yeah, it's not going to be
the draft. You can handle the draft. You can handle all the prospects. They won't get an ounce of my energy. All I'm focused on is us beating Dallas and then moving forward to the next week.
Before we get to that, college ball. It's been an exciting season. Oh. New heroes, new teams. I think either the running back from Boise State, Chauncey is his name, I believe, or Dylan Gabriel from the Ducks.
I tell you what, Mitch. What I'm into today, Mitchell, is Indiana, Ohio State on the field. You're into futures.
Go Indiana.
I'm into the
go
present.
Indiana.
Enjoy the game, Mitch. Got to run. See if we squeeze Little in here now. Little, welcome to overtime.
Legend. Shout out to Mad Max. Now,
yeah,
I'm saying on the Rooster Show, but I ain't going to bring it back up because I ran it by Max. So this was happening. If he hit that 50 burger, it's going to come into fruition. Now, here we got to go, Doc. Here we go. We got to punch him in the mouth off the bat. Ain't no taking no knee before halftime. We punching at that. That thing might come back and hinder us, Doc, I believe. That taking that knee, that soft mentality. I really don't like it.
I don't either.
People's teams been punishing us for years. But let me say this, because you had a caller call in last week, Doc, you had Mike Nelms on. He called out Eddie Brown. He called out Speedy Duncan. Mike Nelms, our man B. Mitch. But, Doc, I got to take you back, because I was at that 72 game when Ken Houston stopped Walt Garrison from going in the end zone. Mm-hmm. Doc, he left out my man number. We had the original number 20. We had the freak number 28 before Darrell Green. Herb Mokey.
Oh,
come
Herb
on,
Mokey's
dude. I know you're
beast.
Listening to me, man.
Yeah. Herb
you left
Mokey.
Out the freak. Herb Mokey was a beast.
Yep.
So, Doc, that's all I got. And when I was telling Max, Doc, I'm really the pit bull of the crew, Doc. And I ran this by you a long time ago, and I want you to really think about it, because I don't hear no callers calling in that worked over RFK back in the day. They got that feeling that was in the stadium. That was at the hand seat game where they threw out the seats and stuff like that. I don't see no callers calling in, dog. And I'm 63. I was telling Max, man, I hope all these guys ain't passed away. Mr. Butler was the black guy, only black vendor that had his own stand in RFK. So hopefully, man, my man, the owner, go back to how it used to be back in the day. Let the vendors come in the house and earn that money, man.
Well, Little, you know that's got slim and no chance. Don't go backwards. Technology, brother. You know, they got handheld devices now. They ain't giving you your money, man. They doing all this stuff by handheld.
I'm going to let you go after this. I'm going to let you go, Doc. I ain't heard nothing from JYD after Shiny Toy took that loss.
Man, back off JYD, man. Back off JYD. JYD, he can have one loss. It's okay. He'll be fine.
Man, nah,
say goodbye. Number love for you, Little.
Hey,
man, y'all back off JYD, man. JYD has had to trade teams. He's done it, and his team right now is hot. Give him that. I mean, anybody that sweats through what we have to go through, give him that. All right, let's go to break on that one. Overtime, DOC and Mad Max. Back in a moment. Buckeyes. Man, Indiana. Terps, senior day in the Shell. Hopefully, if you're in the DMV, man, get out there, support Coach Locks. And the boys, ain't nothing like senior day all across the board. Dallas, the Commanders, Robert Kraft. They said not so fast. It is amazing. The man with the Super Bowl trophies, but can't get that bus in Canton. Tim out in Connecticut. Welcome to overtime.
Thanks, Doc, for taking my call. Also, always thinking of Joe Jacoby and B. Mitch when these nominations for the Pro Football Hall of Fame come around. They are.
I don't think we got anybody. I don't think we had anybody.
That's crazy.
It's personal.
I wanted to first off congratulate you on a great show on Wednesday, and I'm glad you're playing parts of those back. That was Radio Gold. Listening to those players reminisce about their years and to reflect on the current team and what they think about them. So I really appreciate Wednesday's show.
I appreciate that, man. I miss those dudes. And it goes fast, man. You don't realize it. Before you know it, it's done. And you compress these years that we've been suffering. And we've been suffering so long. It's so easy to put it out of your mind when you're in last place. You just try to forget about the season. Yeah. And you start just stacking those together, and pretty soon, you know, it's 10, 15 years.
Yep.
And as much as I kid these young kids, like Nell and Toby and those guys, but they've been shut out completely. And a lot of people have, and they've been following this team on faith alone. So it's about time they had something to cheer for on their own, and I'm damn proud of that, and I don't want to see it stop. I don't want this to be a blip. I want this to be the new standard.
I agree with you, and you know, once you're sold on the burgundy and gold, it's with you till you're dead and old. So yeah. I'm with you on that. I wanted to ask you about this year's team, Doc, and how we've kind of perhaps lacked a little bit of the killer instinct. We had a lead on the Bears, but we let them hang around and then had to pull off a last-second win. The Steelers and the Eagles, we had leads into the third quarter and even into the fourth quarter in those games, and we let the game slip away. What does a team need to do to demonstrate that killer instinct? What's the missing piece?
Talent. You're just a little short, and that takes a year or two in a collection of talented people. Now, the people you have playing their butts off. But if we get an injury and our top guys can't be at max output, then we suffer more than other teams because you have less players. Like the Eagles are 3 years ahead of us in the process.
Yeah.
And so we have to play up. Now, when we're totally healthy and on all cylinders, we can play with anybody. That's been proven. Mm-hmm. But the moment, and if we drop a pass, we can't have a penalty. Our margin for error is a lot less than other teams because they're more advanced. Remember, we just came out of hellhole of last place consecutive years. So you can't flip a light switch on and go, okay, how you like me now? Well, we're fine, but we're thin. So if we drop a pass and the guy was wide open, is it whose fault is it? Nobody's. It just happened. If the guy who was making everybody miss can no longer, he don't have that mojo, it's nobody's fault. He's human. So it just eventually catches up. The guy gets an ankle. It's nobody's fault. It's the way it goes. Now with this 10-day break, maybe we'll get back on the good foot and you'll see a difference in it. But in terms of intent, they don't lack that. The plan, it's a good plan. Are they in condition? Are they motivated? Check box, check box. They got everything. They just don't have enough good players. If you're going to go up against Philadelphia, it was in a damn Super Bowl 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
Are you in last place? So, I mean, keep it real. We're glad where we are, but I don't settle for nothing. Because we should have and could have, but we didn't. So let's go out and put 50 on Dallas, and let's get our mojo back. We've lost some of that athletic arrogance. We're starting to doubt things. We got people wondering, well, what if and what happened? Let's get out of that mode. Next man up, let's go and not worry about who's not playing. Let's support the people that are playing. That's my attitude.
Love it, Doc. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Tim, I appreciate you. To break we go. We come back. More treats. Mike Nelms, the best teammate any person could have in any sport whatsoever. We're going to share more of that with you as we continue here on Overtime.